الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا، أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. وقال تعالى: واستفزز من استطعت منهم بصوتك وأجلب عليهم بخيلك ورجلك وشاركهم في الأموال والأولاد وعدهم وما يعدهم الشيطان إلا غرورا، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: استماع الملائكة معصية، والجلوس عليها فسق، والتلذذ بها كفر، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected, honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, an incident that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has discussed repeatedly in the Quran Kareem is the refusal of the devil to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. When Allah created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and Allah commanded the malaika to prostrate before Adam, and Allah commanded shaitan to prostrate before Adam, فَسَجَدَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ كُلُّهُمْ أَجْمَعُونَ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. The malaika prostrated in compliance to the command of Allah. However, the devil denied, he declined, and he flatly said no. Why خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارِ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينَ. O my Allah, you have created me from fire, you have created him from sand. I am a superior creation and Adam is an inferior creation. We find it was as a result of him denying to prostrate before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he was expelled from the court of Allah. Now at that particular moment when Allah decided that he was to be expelled from the court of Allah, shaitan pleaded in the court of Allah that akhirni ila yawmiddin. That O my Allah, give me respite, give me grace, give me a chance till the day of qiyamah. Allah said, you have it till the day of Qiyamah, your life would be extended. And then while leaving the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, shaitan made a vow with Allah. He said, O my Allah, I promise you, it is because of this very man. أَرَأَيْتَكَ هَذَا الَّذِي كَرَّمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. The so-called nobleman Adam, that today because of him I have been rejected. لَإِنْ أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَأَحْتَنِكَنَّ ذُرِّيَّتَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. I promise you, I will go in the world, I will make such a concerted effort, I will leave no stone unturned in misleading and beguiling and deceiving man. I will make such an effort. وَلَا أُضِلَّنَّهُمْ. I will mislead man. وَلَا أُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ. I will fill their hearts with false wishes and aspirations. وَلَا أَمُرَنَّهُمْ. I will wrongly guide them. فَلَا يُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. And they will change this appearance that Allah had favored them with. Brothers, today when we look at human beings, at times we wonder, are these human beings or some other creation? What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say? أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. No, they are animals, they are worse than animals. Not like animals, they are worse than animals. So when shaitan had taken this pledge and he was subjected to expulsion from the court of Allah, Allah ta'ala told shaitan, go and do what you want. وَاسْتَفْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Go and mislead whomsoever you desire by virtue of the voice which you were given. Now what is meant by this challenge that Allah had put before shaitan? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, with reference to Ibn Kasir, that huwa wallahi al-ghina. I swear by Allah, the voice of the devil will be nothing but music, which makes the focus of my topic today. What will be that challenge by virtue of which the devil will mislead man? It would be that of music. So Allah told shaitan, go and mislead man, go and try. As much as you try, let me tell you, إِنَّ عِبَادِي لَيْسَ لَكَ عَلَيْهِمْ سُلْطَانِ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. There will be certain selected chosen servants of mine. You could try your level best in trying to mislead or beguile them, yet you would never ever succeed. Brothers, we are living in an environment. You know, an evil environment is like the atmosphere. You know, a cold winter's night, you can have a jacket on, you can have a jersey on, you can have underfloor heating, whatever have you. No person can tell you that he has been totally protected from the cold. The cold, somewhere along the line, it will catch up with you. Likewise, an environment where music and singing becomes the order of the day. Study the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam. When Nabi alayhi salam speaks about the prophecies of Qiyamah, In every hadith Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, if there is one thing that is common and has been repeated, Nabi alayhi salam said that wine will be consumed and singing and dancing and music will become the order of the day. So Allah told Shaitan that go and do what you want, but remember there will be certain selected chosen servants of mine. You could try your level best in trying to mislead and beguile them. You would never ever succeed. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate ones. Brothers, Ibn Khaldun, a great historian of the 7th century and a prolific author, he has written in his Muqaddamah, which is world renowned, and Allah alone knows into how many languages this book has been translated. And till today it is taught in so many universities across the globe. In one part of this introduction in this book, Ibn Khaldun, he speaks about the zawal and the uruj of nations, about the rise and the decline of nations. And he highlights such pertinent principles that I swear by Allah, till today no other author could add to the contribution that he had made. Deducing the point related to our topic, Ibn Khaldun singles out the final sign of the destruction of any nation. He says when any nation will engage in singing and music, there is none to protect that nation from the evil fate that awaits them. What would happen? Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Istima'u al-mala'i ma'siyatun." O my Sahabi, to listen to music is a major crime. "Wal julusu 'alayha fisqun." And to sit in a gathering where people are singing and where music is being played is open violation to the command of Allah. "Wattaladhdhu biha kufrun." And to sit and derive solace and relax and unwind and derive some comfort by listening to music, the words of Nabi alayhi salam, is tantamount and equal to kufr and disbelief in Allah. "Inna Allaha ba'asani huda wa rahmatan lil mu'minin." Nabi alayhi salam says that my Allah has sent me as a mercy unto the entire mankind, and as a reflection and manifestation of this element of kindness that my Allah has favored me with. وَأَمَرَنِي لِمَحْقِ الْمَزَامِيرِ وَالْأَوْدَارِ وَالصَّلِيبِ وَأَمْرِ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Allah has divinely commanded me that I should destroy musical instruments. Brothers, imagine that which was the mission of Nabi alayhi salam. Those very instruments, those very icons who have become the icons of the youngsters of today, who Nabi alayhi salam has come to destroy. Allah forbid, not only has music become common in this world, it has become common in the life of a Muslim. How many youngsters are there who, while driving the car, impressed and obsessed with that system, and that youngster meets up in an accident, and that last that youngster was listening to was haram? How many youngsters haven't died in that condition? Imam Ahmad has made mention of one narration. The scholars say that this narration is weak. However, the scholars also explain that there are certain narrations, although it is weak, the fact that it is mentioned, we will make mention of it. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Do not perform the janazah salah of that person who hires a person to sing for him." This was common in the previous times, where people used to hire slave girls and used to sing for them to arouse, you know, for some entertainment, just to relax. Today it is buying CDs and DVDs. How many people aren't involved in this? Brothers, I make an open plea to one and all. When you are traveling in your car, this is a wonderful opportunity to convey deen to the general masses. Allama Ibn Kathir has mentioned the narration. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting on the conveyance in front of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he held his hand and reciting the Quran al-Kareem. Brothers, it is a wonderful opportunity. I know personally how many youngsters, "Mawlana, I want to listen to Quran," my mother puts the Indian music on. "Mawlana, I want to listen to Quran," my mother puts the Indian music on. Many of us take solace from Indian music. It's cultural, it's traditional, it has a cultural relation. Brothers, music in any language, even in the Arabic language, is haram. Has this Muslim stooped so low? Has he degraded himself so much? Has he dropped himself so much that the one who is selling the music is happy? The one who is listening to it is happy. Don't you realize what Nabi alayhi salam said? "La tabi'u al-ghinat wa la tashtaruhun." Don't buy a slave girl and do not listen to her music. Like I said, today it is buying the CDs and DVDs. Allah's Nabi mentioned that that person is involved in this haram, his earnings are totally contaminated, forbidden and haram. The ayat al-kareema that I recited before you, before I come to that, There is a hadith that appears. Nabi Ali Salam said, amongst the prophecies of Qiyamah, a time is to come in my ummah where certain people in my ummah will be disfigured by Allah. Nabi Ali Salam is sitting with his Sahaba and he said, oh my Sahaba in the Bani Israel, there was a nation whose faces were transformed into pigs and monkeys. Sahaba Ikram said, oh Nabi of Allah, the people that you are talking about, أَمُسْلِمُونَ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَمْ لَا, will they be believers or disbelievers? Nabi Ali Salam said, yes, yes, they will be believers. يَشْهَدُونَ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, they will testify in the oneness of Allah, they will testify in my finality. يَصُومُونَ, they will fast in the month of Ramadan. قَالُوا فَمَا بَالُهُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, O Nabi of Allah, when they accept you as the final Nabi, they accept Allah as one, what will be the crime of those people that Allah will disfigure their faces? Nabi alayhi salam said, music will become common in those homes, music will become the order of the day, that boy will not go to sleep until he has not listened to that music. Brothers, never did music bring any joy, never did it remove depression. Yes, if it did, it only intensified and made things worse and jeopardized the tension and the pressure in the life of a man. The ayat kareema that I recited before you, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentions, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مِنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهْوَ الْحَدِيثِ, amongst the people of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are those who purchase idol sales, لِيُذِلَّ النَّاسِ, to mislead people. In Ruhul Ma'ani it is mentioned that this verse was revealed regarding a person by the name of Nazar bin Haris, who had some slave girls by his side. And when any person had taken inclination towards Islam, he would bring his slave girls and he would make them sing, as the enemies of Islam have done today. Brothers, you don't need to go far. Just don't go down the road on a Saturday night. You look at those boys and girls, you look at those faces, you won't be able to differentiate. Wallah, go with a heartful pain. You will cry tears of blood. There was a time in this ummah, like I always say, when that youngster had come to the masjid, he offed the music. There was a time in this ummah when that woman had seen an alim, she covered her head. Zulaykha, the minister's wife, when she intended soliciting Yusuf, she picks up a cloth and she drops it on an idol. Yusuf asked her, what are you doing? She says, this is my idol. I feel ashamed of committing a wrong in front of my idol, a lifeless, inanimate object. Her conscience bothers her. How many youngsters are there? That very tasbih, that very musabbiha, on which Allah's name is taken, is vibrating because of him blasting his music. Like I said, brothers, there was a time in this ummah when the youngsters of this ummah, they came to the masjid, they offed that music. There was a time in this ummah when the youngsters had seen that alim, they removed those chains of Jahannam. Today the time has come where the women and the youngsters of this ummah openly challenge what Nabi alayhi salam said, Istahyu min Allah haqqal haya. O my Sahaba, develop some form of reservation in your heart when you disobey Allah. If you cannot withhold that disobedience, at least have some skepticism within you, some reluctancy within you, that do I or don't I? قَالُوا إِنَّا لَنَسْتَحْيِي مِنَ اللَّهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, we all endeavor to fear Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, it is easier said than done. وَلَكِنْ الْإِسْتِحْيَى مِنَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ الْحَيَى أَنْ تَحْفَظَ الرَّأْسَ وَمَا وَعَى. O my Sahaba, fearing Allah means fear your head, fear every organ in your body. Let it not be that your ears are looking at haram and listening to haram. Let it not be that your eyes are looking at haram. Let it not be that your heart is fantasizing about haram. Brothers, how many youngsters are there? Hasn't this become common? How many youngsters haven't met their fate in this way? Driving to some concert, some theater, with some strange woman, with their necks laden with the chains of Jahannam, listening to music, and that youngster passes away in that manner. Brothers, is this the manner you want to die? Has the time not come to abandon this evil in your life? So nonetheless, this person, Nadar bin Haris, when any person had taken inclination towards Islam, he would bring his slave girls and he would make them sing. Naturally, Allah has favored the woman with a very sweet tone, with a very seductive tone. Allah addressing the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadin minan nasa. O the wives of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are no ordinary woman. When any person comes to your house, don't speak to him in a sweet tone. Of course, do not be abrupt, but don't add additional sweetness to the tone that Allah has already given you. Why? There is a possibility that evil could cross the heart of someone else. So nonetheless, this person, Nadhr bin Haris, brothers, how many people? What did Nabi alayhi salam say? لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. Every challenge that came upon the Bani Israel will come upon my ummah. So this person, Nadhr bin Haris, when any person had taken some inclination towards Islam, he would bring his slave girls and he would make them sing. And naturally this will arouse and it would translate into zina. Brothers, how many people are there? You walk into your house on a Friday after Jumu'ah and the music is blasting. I know personally, there are so many elderly people. You know, one is the youngsters. There are so many elderly people. A man who is taken to be a grandfather in society, he says, Molana, every day I have the urge of committing zina. Is there any solution? Brothers, you're in an environment of haram. Come out of that environment. Abdullah bin Umar is moving on his conveyance. This riwayat appears in Tabrani. And he had seen a person singing a song. He put his fingers into his ears. Brothers, let me use this platform and urge the brothers. There are many that have gathered here, are owners of restaurants. I make an open plea to you. You know, one side, we have Sanha approved, disapproved, whatever have you. One side, Parda facilities. And one side, music is blasting. What halal standards are we maintaining? We have a problem where cell phones are ringing in the masjid. Brothers, in my limited knowledge, I cannot see any concession for you to have a musical tone on that phone when the alternatives available on the market. And the irony of the whole thing, it rings in salah. If it doesn't have a musical tone, at times we slip up. You know, we forget to put the phone off. But if it has a musical tone, you know better than I what happens. If someone had to tell you before the invention of the cell phone that people will play music in the masjid, you will wonder how is it possible from the doorbell at home to the cell phone. These are different forms of music. Abdullah bin Umar is moving with his student, Imam Nafi', who is the ustad of Imam Malik rahimahumullah. He had seen a person singing a flute. He had a flute in his hand and he was singing a song. He started hastening the pace of its conveyance. And he said, Atasma ya Nafi'. Oh Nafi, can you still hear the music? He said, yes. He said, move even faster. When they moved out of that locality, he said, let me tell you why I did that. I put my fingers into my ears. He says, I was traveling with Nabi alayhi salam. A person was singing a song. Nabi alayhi salam said, move out of this environment. If Allah's azab has to come now, it will destroy one and all. If Allah's azab has to come now, it will destroy one and all. Like I said, how many of us walk into homes in this direction, in this condition, where the father who has white hair on his head is sitting with his baligh daughters in front of the devil box and looking at haram? Has this ummah lost their moral so much? Brothers, there are those in society, wallah I say this with a broken heart, who take out their children from madrasa and that very 2 hours that was dedicated to Islamic studies is now substituted by drama lessons. Has this Muslim stooped so low? Like I always say, brothers, tell your children, when I'm on my last moments, let me not die in some hospital, in some clinic, in the laps of doctors and nurses, looking at haram. One side is the devil box. I turn to the other side is the devil box. Let me die in the comfort of my home. Turn me towards Qibla and let me leave this world in a condition that may Allah is pleased with me. How many people, brothers, haven't left this world looking at haram, listening to haram, fantasizing about haram? Nabi alayhi salam spoke about Dajjal. Every man knows this is to prevail. The fitna of Dajjal. Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, how long will he live on this earth? Nabi alayhi salam said, 40 days. Yawmun kasana. His first day will extend to 1 year. Can we imagine on that day where the sun will not be setting? One day will extend to 1 year. How perplexed and confused man will be on that day. What will be his fitna, O Nabi of Allah? On his right will be his Jannah. On his left will be his Jahannam. Who will be the followers of Dajjal? Those who love music in this world. Who will form the army of Dajjal? Those who love music in this world. Abdullah bin Umar is moving. He had seen a man singing a song. He said, if the devil has to ever abandon his mission or misguiding people, he would leave a man singing music. What does the Quran say? أَفَمِنْ حَازَ الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ Allah says, are you astonished and perplexed? Are you taken aback with the music of this world? Just few years ago, brothers, those articles that appeared in the papers where people are giving leeway to music. And this is nothing Nabi alayhi salam had prophesied. A time is to come in my ummah where people will give you such rulings that will appease your ego. Never mind giving leeway to music. Some time ago I made mention of this. Ask the ulama. This is a fitna that is growing. Brothers, when you seek knowledge, go to competent scholars and ulama. One brother came to me, Mulana, I gave my wife 3 talaqs. What is the ruling? I said, you are divorced. You can no longer live with that woman. Sometime later, I see him walking around with that same woman. I said, didn't I tell you are divorced? He said, yes, I went to some alim of mine. And he managed to work out something for me. Brothers, you could go to anyone and everyone. This is what Nabi alayhi salam had prophesied. A time is to come in my ummah. People will distort my religion. They will take my deen, give it a different name, give it a different appearance, and they will take people away from Allah. What does the Quran say? وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ There's so many elderly people in society who are taken to be pious. The husband's hair has turned grey. The wife has lost her beauty. The wrinkles on her face. The night goes without Isha. The morning goes without Fajr. When I look at this, I say, Ya Allah, has sufficient awareness of Allah not dawned upon this man and this woman? If you will not change now, when will you change? What does the Quran say? The qualities of the believers, those who do not attend evil gatherings, those who do not attend concerts, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says, just as when you take water, when you pour it over a plant, just as how that water causes that plant to grow, in a similar manner, Allah will cause hypocrisy to grow in your heart. The words of Nabi alayhi salam, what has happened to the youth of this ummah? Those icons, those pop stars, whose days are spent in zina, whose nights are spent drinking, have become the role models of our children. Brothers, Rabiul Awwal is coming. Ask our children about the life of Nabi Ali Salam. How many wives did Nabi Ali Salam have? Leave that aside. Ask them about the Ashara Mubashara. Those companions were given the glad tidings of Jannah in this world. But ask them about the pop stars, about the soccer stars. They will tell you that man, his father's name, what the man eats, what car he drives. Those whose lives are spent in haram, Allah and whose Allah's Nabi had come to curse, have become the icons and role models of our children. What does the Quran say? Allah bi zikrillah tatma'innul qulub. It is not the music of this world. It is the remembrance of Allah. It is the dhikr of Allah. Nabi alayhi salam said, when a person listens to Quran al-Kareem, brothers, as we all know what happens. We know what happens in Ramadan. The Imam Sahib takes 5-10 minutes extra in the Taraweeh Salah. We start becoming hysterical. Not only that, every Salah, the time is up. 1-2 minutes late, the Imam Sahib is not there. We start becoming hysterical. Where is the Imam Sahib? Doesn't he know time of salah has come? Yet you will go and sit for hours and hours and hours and look at those 22 monkeys running after one soccer ball, and then we will think nothing of it. In front of the devil box, brothers, we will sit hours on end and we will think nothing of it. To listen few moments to the deen of Allah, to the name of Allah, has become extremely difficult. Like I said, you know, brothers, unfortunately, this has become so common in society, where this has become the norm, where you speak about music, you find certain people, just some years ago I was in America, and I entered in one program, you find certain modernist, so-called Islamic scholars, adopting measures, trying to legalize music, and they say there's nothing wrong, we have to institute this type of life, to attract the youngsters towards us. Undoubtedly, brothers, it is correct to have something to react, to unwind. Alhamdulillah, we have Nazam cassettes available. You know, bayans available. Quran series available that you can listen to, that you could derive some benefit from. Nabi alayhi salam said, Rawihil qulub, bring some comfort, some joy to your heart. But then Nabi alayhi salam defines the limit of entertainment. Nabi alayhi salam says, Kullu shay'in min lahwi dunya batilu. Every form of entertainment is forbidden with the exception of 3.
Number one, intizaruka li qawsik. When you are playing with your bow and arrow, to develop accuracy, which will assist you in the midst of the battle. We are the youth of this ummah, playing with their PlayStation games. This is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. Number two, ta'dibuka li farasik. When you are training your horse. And number three, mula'abatuka li ahlik. When you are sitting with your wife and in seclusion. These three Allah has divinely made permissible. Brothers, not to speak about, you know, the amount of money that is invested into those systems. There's some years ago, I remember quite vividly, one youngster came to me and he said, Maulana, the system in my car is worth more than the car itself. The sin of wasting is a sin of its own. What does the Quran say? Innal mubazzirin kanu ikhwan ash-shayatin. Allah says those who waste, they are the brothers of the devil. And the devil is destined for the hellfire. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam says, those who will give up music in this world for the pleasure of Allah, Allah will call them one side on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will say, Aina alladhina yunazzihun asma'ahum wa absarahum min mazamir ash-shaytan. We are those who love music, but for my pleasure, they subdue, they control themselves. We are those who love beautiful songs, but for my pleasure, they do not listen. Separate them. Wamtazul yawm. They will be separated. Those who had given up music for the pleasure of Allah. And then Allah will command the hurs of Jannah. Wallah, such women, never mind the women of this world. Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Wallah, such women of Jannah, لو بسقت بسغة في سبعة بحرين. If she has to spit into the waters of the oceans, it will become sweeter than honey. لو دعي بكلامها ميت. If she has to call a dead man, he will stand up. The riwayat of Targhib. لو أن بنانا من بنانها بدا. If she has to expose her fingertip into this dunya, it will excel the brilliance of the sun. The fingertip of that woman will excel the brilliance of the sun. Such a woman of Jannah, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, will sit on your laps and sing the praises of Allah. That, oh foolish man, oh foolish youngster, are you still tempted by the immoral music of this world? Are you still tempted by the filthy music of this world? Are you prepared to sacrifice? The songs of the woman of Jannah will sing in a melodious tone in the court of Allah. Allah wa nahnu al-khalidat, fala namutu abada. We are the youth of this ummah. We are young, we will never become old. We are content, we are satisfied. We want nothing more. We are not like the women of the world. We will live with you forever and ever. Fortunate are those who will fall onto our laps. Fortunate are those to whom we belong. Brothers, what Allah wouldn't give you. I implore one and all, and especially our youth. Let me end with that incident of those two youngsters who heard that Abu Jahl was speaking of Nabi alayhi salam. I implore one and all, and especially our youth, let us not leave this gathering. Let us make tawbah to Allah. Like I said in my opening comments, where Ibn Khaldun, a great historian of the 7th century, he says, when any nation perpetrates the crime of music, there is none to protect that nation from the evil fate that awaits them. Those two youngsters, Mu'awwidh ibn Afra, they come onto the battlefield. Listen to this incident. Abdurrahman bin Auf says, I was standing there. One youngster tapped me on the shoulder. Ya am ata'rif Aba Jahl. Uncle, you know who is Abu Jahl? Boy at the age of 12. I said, what you want? He said, Inni sami'tu annahu yasub Rasulullah. I heard that that evil, nasty, wretched man taking the courage of speaking ill of my Nabi. I have vowed with my Allah. I made a pledge with my Allah. I'm going to locate that man. I'm going to hunt him down. I'm going to fight tooth and nail to put an end to him. The sky can collapse. The earth can split. It is impossible that someone speaks ill of my Nabi and I still live. Abdurrahman bin Auf says, I could barely answer this boy. Another youngster tapped me on the other shoulder. Uncle, you know who is Abu Jahl? Abu Jahl walks by. I said, Hada sahibukum. There is your target. Both dart towards him. One slain his legs, one the legs of his horse. They both come running to Nabi alayhi salam. They were youngsters. Oh Nabi of Allah, I killed him. Nabi alayhi salam says, bring your sword. Hal masahtuhuma sayfaykuma. Did you wipe your swords? No, it was brought stained with blood. Nabi alayhi salam embraced them. He hugged them. And he said that these are the youth of my ummah. I call upon the youth and the brothers that have gathered. Today Allah is not asking you to take the sword and kill the kuffar. But walk out from this gathering. And for Allah's sake, brothers, for Allah's sake, throw those music CDs away. Throw those DVDs away. You'll have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Those two boys, they presented that sword in front of Nabi alayhi salam, and that blood was sufficient to comfort the soul of his Nabi. I promise you, my brother, go to your car, throw those CDs and those DVDs away. You'll have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Sahaba Ikram say, when the prohibition of liquor came, the streets of Medina were flowing with liquor. Those who had it in the hands, they threw it away. Those who had it in the mouth, they spat it out. Let us not leave this gathering. I implore one and all, let us say, Ya Allah, this is the end of music in my life. This is the end of music in my home. I beg you, brothers, you brought videos and DVDs into your homes. I beg you, in my obligation to the deen that Allah has given me, let us put an end to it this very day. Wallah, brothers, if you cannot leave behind a good legacy, don't leave behind pornographic material. As long as your children will see those filthy movies, you know what will happen to you in your qabr. Leave behind Quran, leave behind Salah. Your children, they will read Quran, they will think about you. Allah forgive. We brought videos into every room, we brought TVs into every room. That will remain after your death. Allah alone knows what will happen in your qabr. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah instill, Allah infuse within us the reality. Allah create this awareness in the youth of this gathering, in the youth of the entire ummah. Brothers, like I said, today Allah is not asking you for anything else. We cannot take the sword and stand in jihad. Wallah, the minimum we could do. Let us make this intention. We will walk out of this gathering. Let us throw those CDs, those DVDs away. Convey this message to our women folk at home. Wallah, you will have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah inspire me. Allah inspire one and all. Allah Ta'ala protect us from this evil, nasty crime of music. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.